is back once again. The man who is the author of Is There a Bustle in Your Hedgerow? 50 Lyrical Lines That Help Describe the 70s, the one and only Chris Epting. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am doing really, really good. All right. We're going to deal with some Muswell Hillbillies today. And I have to say that I've always found the title of the song to be really dirty.
Why is that?
Well, cum dancing. If you don't put the emphasis on the right word, it just comes off completely the wrong way.
Well, thankfully, my mind goes in other directions, John. I'm far more...
Steve, you can get your face out of your hands.
The band is the Kinks. I mean, give John that. It's a Kinks song. Makes sense. Kinda.
This is, I think, one of the great Kinks songs of all time. I mean, for all of us Ray Davies fans who appreciate this guy's writing and just sort of musical elegance. I like this song on a personal note, too, because it's about going back and visiting a place where something used to be. And I've written all these books about sort of finding those, you know, a parking lot where maybe there was a ballpark or something, and kind of imagining what the spirit of the place was like as you stand there in a vacant lot. So this song, for me, always resonated. But the story behind it, I think, is even more poignant. When he's writing about, you know, this dance hall where his sister used to go dance, in reality, one of Ray Davies' older sisters, her name was Renee, she marries a Canadian soldier, moves off to Canada, but it's a very abusive, unhappy marriage, and she'd also come back to the childhood home in Muswell Hills where the Davies lived. And one of those visits, 1957, when Ray turns 13, his sister Renee buys him his very first guitar, the Spanish guitar, which gives us, you know, what Ray Davies becomes. Well, that very night, she goes dancing at the Lyceum Ballroom in London. She had suffered from rheumatic fever when she was young and had a weak heart, and that night actually suffered a heart attack and died at the ballroom.
Oh, my God.
And 25 years later, Ray Davies writes this song to memorialize her, the place, and especially her love of dancing. So I get like goosebumps when I hear it now, because it's not just this beautifully sort of lyrical, you know, song, but it's this connection to his past and his sister.
Didn't he have six sisters, and then what? Then it was just him and his brother. There were like eight kids all together, right?
Exactly. It was a big family, and they were, he was in the younger, you know, rung, and his brother, of course, the other guy, Dave Davies. We know what he went on to do with Ray and the Kinks, but you know, the Kinks, to me, they're one of the more interesting bands, because all of their hits, nothing really sounds alike. You know, they're so diverse. He always came at you with different sounds and styles. I mean, Come Dancing compared to Lola, compared to All Day and All the Night. He always was experimenting with a lot of different styles, and always appreciated, I think, the great songwriters of the era. And this song is that. I mean, this really is kind of an ode to, you know, a different era. But again, that his sister suffered that night at the ballroom and literally died there while dancing really makes it something special.
I have never heard that at all. You know, I knew the song was about his sister. There were six sisters and his brother, eight kids all together. It's nice to see that Ray actually loved somebody in the family.
Yes, good point.
All right, well, we're going off to the Palais, as Ray likes to say, the Lyceum Ballroom in London. It is Come Dancing from... Oh, see, I put the emphasis on the wrong word again. It is Come Dancing from the Kinks. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.